wanted your cool at the moment. But if you'd be so kind as to leave your name and number, someone or something will get back to you later. Much later, when it is dark and we have through the height of the storm, so that no one hears your wretched.
Where Cradle of Filth go from here is anybody's guess. What of the Filth master plan to conquer the galaxy and all related metallic dimensions? While Cradle of Filth try to create atmospheres similar to the horror flicks that they're into, everything the band does attempts to paint some sort of picture. On albums, every listenable gap in every frequency is absolutely covered. All in all, it aids the effect of what they're about. Sounds are grown and woven. Music-wise, Cradle of Filth is not merely an indulgent showcase for its individual players, more a collective of souls creating music as a whole-grown entity. Though they may have already achieved so many of their original goals, they still want to get as big as they can. With that in mind, Cradle of Filth have already started writing material for their next long-playing sonic opus, which they hope will hit record shelves by summer of the year 2000. Put quite simply, Cradle of Filth are about hedonism, enjoying yourself, personal self-indulgence. They play music they all like, and they enjoy themselves with it. While Cradle of Filth preach about an alternative lifestyle, what they're saying is that if you believe in yourself, anything is really possible. Just do what you want to do. Whereas other contemporary black metal acts, such as Deicide, promote evil and evil for itself, Cradle of Filth vent their demonic spleen with a lot of sapphic love thrown in for good measure. With themes of resurrection, role-playing, triumph of vice over virtue, and the attraction of dark beauty, Cradle of Filth also gives us some sense of hope. A Beauty and Beast scenario where the band's album covers suggest extreme beauty, while their sonic content represents the darker side, the evil inside all of us. Some don't see it that way, though. Virgin recently announced that it was going to ban Cradle of Filth from making any further personal appearances at its record stores. Anything groundbreaking will always be deemed amoral. However, it's something that has worked wonders for the band. Cradle of Filth have always exercised the excesses of vice over virtue, and will no doubt continue to do so. Like them, hate them, or simply ignore them, the Filth are out to shake your foundations. Under the self-adopted banner of supreme vampiric evil, Cradle of Filth have carved a niche for themselves amidst the whirl and rash of the rising black metal phenomenon. The band's raucous imagery and gothic flights of fancy have made them one of the biggest black metal bands of their time. Cradle of Filth rejoice in exploring the shadowy place where vampirism blurs into eroticism. The band has taken their fascination with this forbidden zone to new heights of unbridled metallic intensity and ecstasy with each new album release. This is indeed an accolade for a group that continues to find new paths to artistic expression, whilst faithfully staying true to their uncompromising metal genre. And it undoubtedly explains the unwavering dedication of their international fan base. Just as the classic Hammer horror films are English in their very essence, so are Cradle of Filth a cut above their comic black metal cousins. Long may their vice and virtue reign supreme.
Thank you for buying Maximum Filth. We hope you enjoyed it. Watch out for further titles on Chrome Dreams coming up soon. If you did enjoy it or have any comments or suggestions, write to us at Chrome Dreams, P.O. Box 230, New Malden, Surrey, UK, KT36YY, and tell us so. We've got free copies of our next release for the best letters, so don't forget to include your name and address. Thanks again for listening, and goodbye for now.